Hooker issued strict orders to his commanders to speed up delivery of deserters, war prisoners, escaped slaves, refugees, and Southern newspapers to his headquarters, so Sharp could exploit them for information. He vowed to court-martial officers who sent in incorrect or inflated reports on the enemy from their pickets. Stanton cleared bureaucratic hurdles, so Hooker had unfettered access to Lowe's balloons. Sharp's new Bureau of Military Information was ordered to send out spies, rake in all the intelligence coming from Hooker's commanders and balloons, analyze this flood of information, and quickly produce for him useful reports on the enemy. The New York lawyer-turned-regimental commander became an energetic pioneer of what spy agencies today call all-source intelligence. Sharp's spy reports went to Hooker through his chief of staff and alter ego, Major General Daniel Little Dan Butterfield, a short and frail former businessman with sad eyes and a walrus mustache, who had led a division under Hooker when he commanded a corps. A skilled administrator, Butterfield, who designed the shoulder patches, shared his boss's enthusiasm for all-source intelligence and worked closely with Sharp to provide it. Butterfield, however, was not Sharp's immediate boss. He and his Bureau of Military Information were put under the administrative control of Marcina Patrick, the Army of the Potomac's Provost Marshal General. Patrick had early misgivings about this new information bureau, questioning how it could be organized with so little good material to work with, as he put it. Butterfield's endorsement of Sharp didn't mean much to him. Patrick despised the chief of staff, whose mission in life, it seemed to him, was to generate more paperwork for everybody. But after Patrick interviewed Sharp for the job on February 10th, he found the colonel's civilian education and amicable demeanor far more impressive than his thin army record. "I think he would be a pleasant man to be associated with," Patrick recorded in his diary.